Ladies, gentlemen, good people of the earth, welcome to Indie Talk, the podcast that shines a spotlight on independent artists and their music. Today's episode features the crushingly beautiful, exquisitely composed sounds of your new favorite artist, composer, and orchestrator, Peter Zafaris. Now, a little bit about Peter before we hear his music. In his roles as a solo artist, composer, guitarist, orchestrator, and producer, Peter has garnered praise for successfully crossing over musical boundaries. He is just as comfortable writing a piece for symphonic orchestra as he is laying down a wailing blues solo on guitar. Now that's really pretty impressive when you think about it. That range, that versatility is amazing. Peter's music has been heard on hundreds of radio stations and has been on Sirius XM rotation for over a decade. As a multi-award-winning artist, Peter's music has also topped Billboard's classical and crossover charts. Now, the work that we're going to hear today is from a very, very powerful six-movement symphonic piece entitled Children of Conflict. Now, let me tell you, this work of art from start to finish is so gripping and so enthralling, you're just going to be blown away. And I should mention that while it stands on its own, of course, as purely a audio work, Peter has released this in conjunction with a YouTube video series. So you can go to YouTube and watch the six movements. Each of them have full-length videos to follow along. And it's really an amazing, immersive, multimodal artistic experience. So I'd highly recommend that after hearing the music, you also go to YouTube and experience the videos as well. Now, a little bit about Peter before we hear the music. So as I said, he is a guitar player, and one thing that I found to be very interesting about Peter again is his musical versatility, just the range of music that he's able to make. And there is kind of a funny story that he tells that sums up his experience as a person navigating this huge, huge world of music with all these different genres to explore. So he's saying that he's in high school, right? And he's going to audition to get into his university's music curriculum. And this is like a huge, right, huge deal, very stressful for everybody to go and audition. You have to sit in front of a panel of judges and they're going to judge how you play, right? So he's auditioning for, you know, essentially what is a classical guitar slot at this university music program. Well, in walks this kid, shoulder-length hair. He's got a Gibson Les Paul guitar and an amplifier. That's an electric guitar and an amplifier. It's basically like a rock setup, right? And the panel's going like, what's about to happen here? Peter was thinking, you know what? I think I'm gonna play "Communication Breakdown" by Led Zeppelin. But when he sees the confusion on the judges' faces, he's like scrambling for something else. He goes, "Well, maybe Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin would be better." But luckily, somehow he came to his senses and he ends up playing some jazz standard, which happened to be the only jazz chord solo that he had memorized because he was mainly a rocker at the time. And he was able to execute it well enough to secure his spot at the university, and they told him, hey, listen, this is, you know, you need to go and get a classical guitar, and you're going to learn how to play classical guitar in this educational track. But I just think it's so fantastic that there's room for everything. There's room to explore everything. And it's all about growth, right? It's like each style of music is so good. There's so much to learn from everything that I love it when artists are so versatile. And I really think that it does show up in the music that we hear too. Well, anyway, so thank God that he did switch over from electrical to classical and get serious about pursuing music as a career, because the music is so, so good. And I want to hear a song now. So what we're going to hear, the first song that we're going to hear is the prologue of Children of Conflict. So again, this is six movements. So the prologue is the first movement and it sets the emotional tone. It's so well done. There's foreshadowing of what's to come. The melodic themes, keep an ear out. These melodic themes are so killer. This is the kind of thing where you're sort of in right away. And there's, you know, there's a lot coming at you. I mean, I won't, and you know what? I'm not going to spoil it too much. This is what I think we'll do. Let's go ahead and hear the music, and then I'll just reiterate some of my favorite parts. So this is coming at you right now. We've got the prologue from the 6th movement work of art entitled Children of Conflict by Peter Zafaris.
Fear, 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 the only sound. Destruction, 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 the only sight. Nothing and no one would be spared.
Right? I mean, did I tell you it was good or did I tell you it was good? It's heavy. It's very heavy. Did that spoken word just pop out at you? And how good those melodies, the way that this is orchestrated, the way it's written, composed, it's just, there's quality on display from every single angle. I love it. It's got this haunting sound. It's a very powerful way to get listeners' attention, set the tone for what's to come. I feel like it's this drastic melody line. Of course, it's, you know, it's hinting at Middle Eastern tonalities for reasons that we will elaborate on. Now, I should say, because we haven't mentioned it, this entire work is an homage to the people of Afghanistan who were left, you know, holding the bag, so to speak, in their war-torn country, specifically after the pullout of the United States. But, you know, of course, there's been decades of conflict there. So this art, it really gives voice to people who are struggling, and it brings these characters to the forefront whose stories need to be told. So there's so many powerful things about this work, not the least of which is how fantastically it's composed, and we should mention how well it's performed. And that has to do with the fact that the music was recorded at CNSO Studios in Prague, and it was performed by the Czech National Symphony Orchestra under the director of Marek Stilic, who conducted the orchestra. Now, how interesting is this? So the way that this was recorded, because Peter is based in America mainly, so the process of this was that they did a Zoom session, and Peter would communicate with the Musiversal session producers in the studio as the orchestra recorded. And they would make notes on how the music was interpreted and performed, and then the orchestra would re-record additional takes, according to notes and comments from Peter and the session producers, of any changes that they would like to implement. And then upon completing the recording session, Peter was able to download the session audio files. So how cool is that? That this is going across the globe, bouncing ideas. Oh yeah, let's try it this way. Let's try it that way. Very exciting. Very cool. And so, you know, there's this art, it really inspires you to feel a number of ways. It's like, it's elating and inspiring and exciting how beautiful it is, how well executed everything is. And at the same time, you know, it's got this tragic bent to it. There's some melancholic themes. And there's some really heavy truths that this music forces us to deal with. And that brings us to the second song that we're going to hear. Now, this is one of the movements, and it's entitled Lost Innocence. Now, if you're watching the video, it's really kind of heartbreaking, the images that you see, pictures of these children in these war-torn situations. And the music, it really communicates their experience in this powerful way. It's got these deep textures that create sort of an uneasy, disparate feeling. There's these melancholic themes that develop into really a complex emotion that is layered with what I perceive to be hope, elements of resilience and fortitude. You'll hear it when the music sort of settles into even rhythms and crisp, clean melodies over these harmonic shifts, that we've become accustomed to hearing. To me, it creates this feeling of like mournful resolve. And also, I just have to say, keep an ear out for the way that the movement ends. The ending, the final harmony of the movement, it is the most provocative sound I've heard in some time. So I could go on and on, but nothing can describe it as well as the music itself. So here comes Lost Innocence. Powerful, right? I mean, this is really, like I say, there's a very heavy theme to this. And so let's talk a bit about the inspiration for this musical work. So this is Peter puts it this way. He says, as the Afghanistan pullout unfolded and heart-wrenching images of falling bodies from planes, we remember seeing this, mothers handing their babies over the wall to soldiers. I always found that to be, I almost can't even think about it. And terrified Afghans being crushed to death, where so many would be left behind. So it left Peter asking, is this the kind of world we want? Is this what we want? And as quick as it was in the news cycle, it was out and the media moved on to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, presenting once again the same story the world has grown tired of, more suffering of the innocents. And as a result, Peter was compelled to create something artistic that would remind people and bring attention to the plight of children of conflict around the globe. So hence, Children of Conflict was born. It's comprised of 6 movements, as we said, and it's really a classical work for social justice. It's an important message of the innocents who every day suffer all over the world and who are at the mercy of rogue dictators and corrupt governments. So this is to remind people of these children whose lives have been indescribably altered, their parents either gone or so traumatized that they're struggling to simply cope with their ever-changing patchwork their lives have and futures have become. And it really, it gives voice. It brings a certain aesthetic, deliberate statement to these unspeakable, unfathomable tragedies. And so, you know, the way that I react to it, when I'm watching these videos, you know, again, I think you should watch, if you're listening to this, I think you should go to YouTube and listen to the music and watch the videos combined, because it's really powerful. And one thing that I found to be so touching was that in the video, it'll be pictures of people in Afghanistan, and then it will suddenly cut to the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. And it's just these masters of their craft playing the most beautiful music, executing everything so precisely, so deliberately. And it's like they're doing it, you know, for these kids. It's like this work of high art that's being presented to these people who really need it. So, you know, look, it's just a testament. It's yet another testament to the power of music. It's really beautiful stuff. And, you know, I'm a fan. So let's hear the third and final movement that we're going to hear today. This one is called Mother's Lament. There's a ton of tension in here. And you have to hear the way that Peter executes this. These rumbling strings. And also, this features a really, really breathtaking vocal performance, too. And the way that the vocalist, she gives this full-voiced vocal cry over these rumbling strings. And you can just, the pain and tension, it just is palpable. And, you know, again, the melodic theme, it's not one-dimensional here. This theme covers a lot of emotional ground, from pain and desperation to what I perceive to be a really heartbreaking acceptance and almost like a scathing communication of sacrifice. So this is really beautiful, really powerful music. And here we go. We're going to hear Mother's Lament. Folks, there you have it. I mean, this is really just breathtakingly beautiful music. So, where can you go to purchase or hear more of either this music or any of the music that Peter has made? Well, this album is available on all streaming platforms, as well as you could purchase a physical product on Amazon. And, you know, this album was recorded in high definition, so optimal listening can be heard on Apple Music, where it is mastered for iTunes, Amazon Music HD, and Tidal. So, again, thank you for listening, and please, if you're hearing this, do check out the YouTube series as well. I think that you should purchase this music. It's really, really well-made stuff. It's very conscientious. It's very thoughtful. So that does it for us today on Indie Talks. Have a great rest of your day.
That wraps up today's Indie Talk podcast, the best podcast to discover independent artists and bands. For more information on Indie Talk or to listen to previous episodes, please visit WNIR Radio at www.wnir-radio.com.